Welcome to the Voice of Wine. This is Vintage with Brian Bushlack, presented by Mass Mutual Financial Group, proud supporter of the wine industry. Now, the Voice of Wine, Brian Bushlack.
Another weekend across the Great Northwest as we welcome you to Vintage on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Brian Bushlack, broadcasting from our Portland studio this weekend, and so glad you could join us as we count down to the summer travel season. I know so many of you planning trips around Oregon, so much to do right here in our backyard. And coming up in August, one of the biggest and best wine events of the summer, it's the Oregon Wine Experience, August 20th through the 26th in historic Jacksonville, Oregon. This event gets bigger and better every year. For a great cause as well in Southern Oregon, the Asante Foundation and the Children's Miracle Network. In just a second, we'll check in with the Executive Director, Floyd Harmon. We're going to preview this event throughout the weekend here. And really, what an opportunity it is for you to spend a few days or perhaps the entire week in Jacksonville. Southern Oregon wines are winning awards not only around the region, but around the country and around the world. This region has really come into its own. And you talk about a destination wine country. So many things to do in Southern Oregon, of course. Rafting, fly fishing, some amazing golf courses. Crater Lake, you've got a national monument there as well. So this is one of those events that you really want to circle the calendar. Again, August 20th through the 26th. You can visit theoregonwineexperience.com to get the full rundown. Buy your tickets, check out the events, and so on. But it's been cool to see how much this event has grown over the last couple years. And one of the gentlemen who's responsible for this is Floyd Harmon. He's the executive director of Asante, large medical group down in Southern Oregon that got behind this event a couple years ago and has really taken it to another level. And we recently had a big kickoff party in Jacksonville at Bigham Knoll, and I caught up with Floyd to talk about this event and how special it is.
Well, Floyd, here we are again, and this event is always special. It feels to me like it's kind of the unofficial kickoff of summer in Southern Oregon, and this event gets bigger and better every year, doesn't it?
It is. Yeah, Brian, great to have you here again. But, yeah, the Oregon Wine Experience 2018 preview party is the kickoff. We're really getting ready for the season, prepping for all the events, getting people excited. As you can see, the 300 or so people that are here are having a great time, and it's just a little taste of all the great times we're going to have in August.
Okay, this event is spectacular because it's a week-long love affair with Oregon wine, not just Southern Oregon, right. All of Oregon. I mean, it really is amazing that you pull something like that together because it's a big event.
Absolutely, and this is the only event of its kind in the state that celebrates the full breadth and depth of Oregon wines, not just single varietals or single regions, but full breadth and depth. So last year, the Oregon Wine Competition had 101 wineries from around the state representing 13 of the 15 AVAs. They entered over 350 wines. We had 47 varietals involved in that. And it really just shows all the different varietals that Oregon can grow and how great our winemakers are making such terrific wine.
It's fun, too. There's so many reasons to come to Southern Oregon as an Oregon native and Central Oregonian and being down here a lot as a kid and last 15 years with this show, it's been really exciting to see the region grow, the wines grow, everything down here. It really is amazing, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, we call this Oregon Wine Experience, it's everything Oregon. And this is a destination wine and culinary event for the entire state. And it is in Southern Oregon. And Southern Oregon represents sort of Oregon on steroids. It has everything every part of Oregon has to offer in the biggest ways. You got Crater Lake, you got the Rogue River, you got Oregon Shakespeare Festival, the Brit Festival, all the great things about this state are right here. So you can come down, enjoy wines from around the state, and really have get the flavors that this whole area has to offer.
Asante getting involved obviously took it to a whole other level.
Well, we've been excited. We bring organizational wherewithal. It's a great partnership we have with the industry. We couldn't do it without them, and it has been great. But people, the sponsors, the wineries, the consumers, the people that are showing up, you know, they're really all making it happen, helping us build this up. to the type and level of event that will really be significant, not just for our state, but for our region, but really for nationally and internationally. We anticipate we'll be attracting people from all around the world who want to experience the full breadth and depth of Oregon wines and our great hospitality.
And a great cause, too.
Yes, and 100% of the proceeds, everything we raise, goes to Kids Health, where Asante is a Children's Miracle Network hospital. And so all those proceeds go there, or other healthcare programs that we sponsor, cancer, mental health, our cardiology, hospice, all those things, donors can designate directly into it. So it's a great way to combine your personal philanthropy and have a great time, support our area, our region, our state, and our wineries. It's a win-win for everybody.
And I knew that you had set some pretty aggressive goals for this event and reached them last year, raising over $1 million. Did that surprise you at all?
Oh, absolutely. I knew we were going to exceed $1 million, but I was thinking we'd be more in like year five or six or seven. So literally in year three, we, as the Oregon Wine Experience, we eclipsed the $1 million mark. It put us in the top 13 or 14 of charity wine and culinary events in the country, and we're moving up quickly. We're probably the fastest growing wine and culinary event in the country. So we're excited about that, but it's just all the people coming together to make this happen, and people that have a great affinity for our state, for our cause, and for our great wine industry.
What in the past might have been a hurdle to overcome, being fairly rural, not in a major metropolitan area, San Francisco, a Seattle, a Dallas, a Miami, right, is now, I think, an attraction, isn't it, to be able to come out here where it's, I mean, everywhere you look, there's beauty. You mentioned the Rogue, Crater Lake. Everywhere you go, there's this beauty surrounding you. It's a good thing it's a week-long event, because it really gives you a chance to not only experience the wines and the events, but really all of Southern Oregon, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, this is a destination-style wine and culinary event. I mean, who doesn't want to get out of town in the traffic to come down and experience this, experience Oregon as it should be experienced, with friends, with family, with food, wine? It's all those things. And so, yeah, I think it's a great advantage. And again, Southern Oregon is a beautiful place. But people come from all around the world already to go visit Crater Lake, to see a Shakespeare, to fish the Rogue. So we've already got that destination. Now we're just giving a reason for people to come in a certain week. So if you're going to travel here anytime, this is the week, because you can take that full week, you can enjoy everything here, and have all the great food and wine. So come and spend the week. We have some great travel partners, some great accommodation deals, and it all ties in a great way.
Well, congratulations. We're looking forward to seeing you this summer.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks so much. Take care.
Well, always great to catch up with Floyd Harmon again. He is the executive director at the Asante Foundation in Southern Oregon, and we're counting down to the Oregon Wine Experience coming up August 20th through the 26th in historic Jacksonville. I said this off the top of the show, there are so many great wine events throughout the state of Oregon. Of course, classic wines in the spring in March, and then you've got Salud in November. Happy to MC that event again this year. But when it comes to summertime in Oregon, the Oregon Wine Experience is where it's at. And this is the gathering of all of the best Oregon wineries in Southern Oregon. Of course, you're going to get the best of Southern Oregon as well. And what a historic setting this is. I love Jacksonville, one of the great small towns, not only in Oregon, but in America. So much to do in Southern Oregon. And if there's a year to check this out, this is it. So you got a couple months now to plan this trip. There are still rooms available across the Medford area, Jacksonville as well, although some of the best rooms are already gone. I can guarantee that. We love to stay at the Elan Guest Suites in Jacksonville. What a great place that is. Sherry takes such good care of you. I guarantee they're probably sold out. But so many great places to stay, things to see and do. Coming up August 20th through the 26th. Again, for tickets, visit theoregonwineexperience.com. Check out all these events. I think what's really sets this apart is the fact that it's a week-long event. You know, many of these wine events in Napa, Oregon, and Washington are, you know, 2 or 3 day affairs. This is a full week. You've got the barrel auction, the miracle auction, the grand tasting. I mean, the list goes on and on. So again, check it out at theoregonwineexperience.com. When we come back, we'll continue our countdown to the Oregon Wine Experience. Bruce Nicholson joins us to give us a preview. And later, Les Martin from Red Lily joins us. That and much more as Vintage continues on the Radio Northwest Network.